AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In what could become a common thing in the next few days, Vice President Kamala Harris casts the deciding vote, breaking a 50-50 tie, this time clearing the way for Senate debate on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This legislation will keep America's families, businesses, workers afloat.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
This is a liberal wish list.
Democrats are hoping for Senate approval before next week, get it back to the House, and then quickly on to President Biden. State officials in California set aside about 40% of coronavirus vaccines for the most vulnerable communities. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We need to recognize that we have to reconcile the fact that everything we've done, and we're doing as much or more than most other states in the country, are not going to get us to where we want to go. We have to be bolder, and we have to go bigger in terms of our resolve and our commitment.
Many of the neighborhoods are in Los Angeles County and the Central Valley, which have some of the highest rates of infections. Most vulnerable areas are based on household income, education level, housing status, and access to transportation. A Dallas police officer is arrested, charged with capital murder.
Brian Reiser is a 13-year veteran of the force.
This criminal investigation dates back to 2017 with the death of two unrelated murder victims.
Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia says a man came forward in 2019.
A witness stated that he kidnapped and murdered the victim at the direction of Reiser.
And he also said he was instructed to murder a second person. The chief says the killings are not related to Reiser's police work.
We will not allow anyone to tarnish this badge.
Garcia did not explain why Reiser was arrested more than a year after the witness came forward. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Nearly 750,000 people lost their jobs last week. The AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department reports 745,000 people filed initial claims for jobless aid, an increase of 9,000 from the previous week. It's a sign many employers continue to cut jobs, despite evidence that the overall economy is improving. All told, 4.3 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and when you factor in supplemental federal unemployment programs set up to soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic, an estimated 18 million people are collecting some form of jobless aid. The nation still has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did in February of last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's ruling Communist Party calls for a more than 6% economic growth rate and plans to become a more self-reliant technology leader amid tensions with the U.S. and Europe over trade, Hong Kong, and human rights. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.